I must admit, when listening to Senator Specter saying about clearing one's head, not being a lawyer, I recall once when scuba diving with my wife and this 9-foot nurse shark, the largest one we've ever seen, usually harmless, that's the operative word, usually, comes shooting right at us. We kind of ducked, went right over us and thought that's great. It's left, turn around, it comes right back at us. I was sucking so much air, I thought maybe the tanks would collapse. And we got back on the boat, and I said, well, my wife is a registered nurse. I said, well, don't worry, dear, that shark gave you professional courtesy because the nurse shark, you're a nurse. She said, no, darling, you're a lawyer. The shark gave you professional courtesy. But I do enjoy seeing that information, and once in a while it's accurate that you read about each other, and once in a while it's not. But I think the point that's been made by both Senator Cole, and I compliment him for holding this hearing, and Senator Specter, is the internet opens new means of communications, new ways to buy, sell products, all the things you all know better than anybody else. And that free and easily accessed content on the internet, especially the free content, is being driven by a successful or competitive online advertising industry. We wouldn't have it without that. The online advertising industry in the U.S., I understood, surpassed $21 billion last year. That's something everybody thought was an experiment just a few years ago, one of the fastest growing areas. And more people are using the internet, business, schools. I have a 10-year-old grandson who goes on to check his school schedule, things like that. More and more people are going to try to move their messages online. Now, the question for us here is whether these advertisers, I mean, it could be Orvis or Vermont Teddy Bear, thinking of companies in my own state, or it could be a major corporation like an auto company or something like that, where they're going to find options at competitive prices because the business there is dynamic. The antitrust laws, rooted as they are in the fundamentals of competition and innovation pricing, are nimble enough to keep up with changing business models and technology. But we have this drama being played out in the courting of Yahoo by both Microsoft and Google. That's going to have lasting effects.
You're fine.
The Google agreement with Yahoo may relate only to text advertisements, but if it stifles competition in this market, then they'll quickly spill into emerging online ad markets, such as delivery to mobile system telephones and others. And the ability of a single company to dominate the online advertising marketplace also raises the specter that one company will accumulate vast amounts of personal viewing data. That worries me as much as any one item. It worries me whether it's private industry doing it or whether it's our government doing it because of the privacy concerns. It's an issue I'm going to remain focused on as the online advertising market continues to develop. Senator Specter and I held a hearing about the gathering of information within the databases in the federal government on this. Now, the antitrust subcommittee has taken a leading role in looking at the competition issues. And I really want to thank Senator Cole for staying vigilant on this. When he told me he's holding this timely and important hearing, I thought it was a great idea. So I will hold off and listen to the witnesses, and thank you, Herb.
Thank you very much, Senator Leahy. Senator